if Republicans and Democrats do not come up with a bipartisan spending agreement, the government will shut down by midnight tonight. A key political question at that point would be who gets the blame. Let's turn to NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro, who has the answers from a new NPR PBS News Marist poll out this afternoon. Hey, Domenico.
Hey, Scott.
So let's get to that key question. What did respondents tell you about who they would blame if there is a shutdown?
Well, Republicans would get more of it, but just by a 38-27% margin. No one gets a majority of the blame like Trump did in 2019 during what was the longest shutdown in history. In this survey, 31% also say they'd blame both parties equally. Here's one respondent from the poll, Deborah Sudbeck, an independent from Nebraska, who would blame both parties if there's a shutdown.
Neither one wants to compromise. It's just that Republicans want to do everything they can to antagonize the Democrats, and Democrats want to do everything they can to go against the Republicans. They're just fighting like two little kids.
Two little kids, she says. And certainly, you know, easy to feel that way, though. Not everyone blames both sides here and think that they're both the problem. Generally, in polling, Democrats have shown themselves to be more likely to want to compromise. And we saw that again here in this survey, with Democrats and independents leaning toward compromise and Republicans leaning toward standing on principle, even if it means a shutdown.
President Trump, obviously a key figure here. What did the poll say about how people are feeling about him?
Yeah, he's at just 41% approval, the lowest we've seen in the second term for Trump, but very similar to where he's been for the last decade, Scott. You know, just 31% of independents approve, but he's propped up by his base. 87% of Republicans approve of the job he's doing. Take a listen here to Dave Cole, a Republican from Colorado, and a warning, he swears in this.
He may be a son of a bitch, but he's our son of a bitch. And he's just like George Patton in that he doesn't always say the right things to the right people, and he doesn't say them in the right way. But boy, he knows how to win the war.
And for a lot of people who support the president, that pretty much sums it up. Obviously, though, others have very strong feelings in the opposite direction. An independent from Michigan that I talked to, for example, just flat out called Trump the, quote, worst president ever. And that's about all he wanted to say on that.
Does that mean Democrats are faring any better?
No, they're actually faring worse. I mean, they get just a 25% approval rating for Democrats in Congress, and that's largely because Democrats themselves are not in lockstep. Only about half of them approve of the job that their party is doing in Congress.
Wow.
Robert Jenkins, a Democrat from Pennsylvania, put it this way.
I think they're spineless. I really do. I think that they're getting run all over by the Republicans. It's just fight back. You know what I mean? Fight back as far as what's going on.
How do we square that then, Domenico, with people saying they would blame Republicans more if there's a potential shutdown?
Well, Republicans in Congress get a slightly better score, 35%, which is not great either. But 3/4 of Republicans approve of the job that their congressional leaders are doing. So that's key. For Democrats, this is really frustration with life in the minority. Jenkins, by the way, does not want to see the government shut down. And I think that really highlights this catch-22 that a lot of them have, wanting the party to fight, but not having many good options to stop Republicans.
That is NPR's Domenico Montanaro. My approval rating of you remains high. Domenico, thank you very much.
That's great, Scott. Me too.